You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two things happened simultaneously in the Wisconsin State Supreme Court's consideration of the anti-union law called Act 10. First, Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz decided against recusing herself. Republican lawmakers made that request because she voiced opinions about the law during her 2023 campaign. At the same time, the entire court declined to hear the case, for now. The court's decision means the case that seeks to restore collective bargaining rights to nurses, teachers, and other public workers will have to go through the lower appeals court first before it's considered by the state Supreme Court. A trial date has yet to be set for Katrina Bauer, who faces a charge of chronic neglect of a child resulting in death and three other charges. The 32-year-old Bauer is the mother of 3-year-old Elijah Vu, who was reported missing and later found dead last year. She was in court Wednesday, where a June 13th scheduling conference was set. Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, the caregiver who reported Elijah missing, faces charges of physical abuse of a child causing death and hiding a corpse. He will be in court on March 13th for a scheduling conference. The NFL Draft 2025 will bring hundreds of thousands of people to Green Bay and the area around Lambeau Field, so one would expect traffic to be affected. However, the first of the road closures related to the draft are just about 6 weeks away. Oneida Street will be closed starting March 28th to allow for the building of the massive draft stage. Then Lombardi Avenue from Marley Lane to Holmgren Way will be closed from April 19th through the 30th. The NFL draft is April 24th through the 26th. After a year of chatter and planning, the NFL Draft 2025 is coming to Green Bay in just about 10 weeks. Businesses throughout the Fox Valley will be impacted with visitors and promotions in the area. The Fox Cities Chamber, Fox Cities Convention and Visitors Bureau, Appleton Downtown, and Future Nina are all partnering to provide updates on the impact that the draft may have on the Fox Cities area. A free webinar, Maximizing the 2025 NFL Draft for Your Fox Cities Business, will be held Thursday, February 27th at 1:30. To register for the webinar, visit the Chamber Events calendar at foxcitieschamber.com. Harry Dunn was at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, not as one of the protesters, but as one of the U.S. Capitol police officers tasked with keeping order and protecting the nation's capital, the lawmakers, and the people.
Everybody knows what they were doing on January 6th. Everybody knows where they were. Everybody remembers those horrible images, those people, American citizens, attacking police officers and the institution of Congress. I mean, the Capitol, it's the citadel, it's the pinnacle of democracy.
Dunn was at the Greater Green Bay Area Labor Council on Wednesday to encourage people to get involved in democracy in any way that they can. The Wisconsin Office of School Safety released a new edition of the Comprehensive School Safety Framework this week. The new framework is meant to serve as a guide for schools to develop safety plans to best protect their students. It would include conducting safety assessments, creating emergency plans, encouraging students to speak out when they believe there may be a threat, and investing in improved mental health services. The agency is also seeking $2.3 million in the biennial budget proposal to continue its work. The support for a statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining around Wisconsin. Melissa Kay has this story.
The support for a statewide Office of Violence Prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Federal investments have historically been helpful in efforts to address the causes of violence before it happens, but with a recent Trump administration ordered spending freeze and rescinding federal grants, these efforts may be in jeopardy. Governor Tony Evers announced he is directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. It's still unclear whether the Trump administration will impact federal funds for programs like these.
A Northeast Wisconsin representative is supporting legislation that will allow clerks and election officials to process absentee ballots the day before the election. Ahmad Rivera-Wagner of Green Bay said the bill attempts to make things easier and faster on election day.
I am very hopeful that there is bipartisan support for clerks to process absentee ballots, process, not count them early, which will take hours off of central count processes, allowing us to have early nights on election day versus them being late in the morning because of the amount of both Republicans and Democrats voting absentee ballot now.
Rivera-Wagner said it can take over 4 hours just to open envelopes containing absentee ballots, which leads to long nights and late returns. It's tax season. And tax scams are just as predictable as the taxes themselves. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau warns of scammers posing as the Internal Revenue Service trying to trick people into paying up or sharing personal information. If you receive a call saying you owe back taxes and pressuring you to pay with a prepaid debit card or wire transfer, this is a scam. Scammers try to push you into action before you have time to think. The IRS will allow you to ask questions and appeal. The IRS will also always contact you first by mail, not by phone or email. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else. And when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. A couple big hitters are headed to the silver screen this weekend and just in time for Valentine's Day. For all you Marvel fans, you've got Captain America Brave New World to look forward to. The film stars Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, who becomes the new Captain America. After meeting the new president, he finds himself in the middle of an international incident and must get to the bottom of it. How's that for details? Critics' reviews are unavailable at this point for the film, so tread cautiously. And everyone's favorite raincoat-wearing bear is back as Paddington in Peru hits theaters this Friday. In the third installment of the wildly popular franchise, Paddington finds out that his aunt, who lives in a home for retired bears, has gone missing. Like the other two films, critics love this movie as it is pulling mid-90s on Rotten Tomatoes. That's almost too fresh. If those two films don't tickle your fancy, you can check out local theaters for three new releases of Harry Potter films. It's just easier to re-release films than make new ones, folks. Let's go to the movies. Although it's been nominated for Best Picture and several other awards, there was a point when Timothée Chalamet thought A Complete Unknown would never get made. The Bob Dylan biopic was announced by director James Mangold in 2020, but was shelved due to COVID. It eventually found its way to the big screen 5 years later. Chalamet said that gave him time to learn how to play the guitar and to sing. That might just be what puts him over the top in the race for Best Actor as well. Stand by. In an age where it can take years just for a TV show to get renewed, that is not the case with the show Reacher. The popular streamer returns for season 3 February 20th, barely 1 year from the debut of season 2. Reacher fans appreciate the aggressive shooting schedule, I'm sure. 8 new episodes will drop one at a time, sigh, on Amazon Prime. I saw the trailer for the new season the other night, and somehow they found a man bigger than Alan Ritchson to be his nemesis. Hope it's better than season 2. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Daveine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Clouds will decrease this morning. It'll be sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 18. Tonight, down to 7 below zero. Tomorrow, snow will kick in the afternoon with snow likely tomorrow night into Saturday. We may be talking 4 to 6 or more inches by the time everything winds down on Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.